And then on March 14th, my best friend, Lee, he died, complications of AIDS. And then the next day, my mother called me and told me that the apocalypse was upon us. It was time for me to get right. And the part that I didn't tell you was my mother was on a ventilator. She had been asked not to be kept alive by machines. They went in to move one blockage from her heart. She had four instead of one. And so when I was told at Rex Hospital that they were going to cut off the ventilator, I told the doctor that if he did, I was going to cut his off. Who was a judge up here, a circuit court judge, was my friend. He became my friend because he got tired of seeing me in general district court. And he actually offered to pay for me to go to law school if I would go. And I refused. I said, I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to law school. Law school, lawyers ain't nothing but a bunch of liars. And you can't lie and go to heaven. And everybody thought that was strange, but it was true. And he had seen how I had been mistreated over the years. And he didn't like it very much. And Judge was a judge who hated my guts. But when my mother passed away, it all changed. He saw that I had taken up the cross for Christ for real. I prayed a prayer one night. They only gave me 2 weeks before. They didn't care what I did. They were going to pull the plug on my mom. And I said, Lord, if you will, let my mother walk out of this hospital. I'll quit drinking. I will stop using the GD word. I will serve you every time that the church is open. Now, I had been to school to become a preacher. I had been in church for most of my life. I got thrown out of church when I was the age of 15 years old because somebody seen me going to the park. So this was my way to make it back to the church. Within saying that prayer 3 days, my mother was off the ventilator, oxygen in her nose, drinking a Pepsi Cola and cussing my name. And my brother's a witness to this. My mother said to me, I don't know why you brought me back down here. I did not leave you any money. And I was in heaven and I was satisfied with my parents. And you called me back down here. She said, don't base your salvation on me because I will fail you. She said, you base your salvation on the Lord because he won't. That told me two things. Heaven was real and God would honor what he said. I had had a wonderful career. I had went from the whorehouse to the courthouse to God's house. In the middle of writing a book, and that's the name of it, Cries of a Child, Tears of a Man, From the Whorehouse to the Courthouse to God's House. Another book is going to be called Small Town Justice, Sex Lies, No Videotape, Just Rumors. I didn't tell you that I worked for when I was 13 years old. See, I tried all the legitimate ways of making money. But nothing made money like being a prostitute. You know, you don't see it anymore in the streets. That's what happened. And Mama called me. I told you my friend Lee died on March 14th, 1999. My mother died March 15th, 1999. My grandfather had just passed away. I couldn't deal with it anymore. And then my friend Daddy Overstreet, the Roanoke 7. I was supposed to be there that night when Ronald Gay came in. Ronald Gay came in, and I told Danny I would be there because I was doing guard work at the old Iroquois, which was the Ghost of Hollywood, and I overslept. And I've always felt bad because if I had not overslept, Ronald Gay would not have killed my friend.